Mrs. Rogers, Act 4.
Mr. Bruce turned off the lights and opened the front door. It was quiet on the street, peaceful and dark. But I thought for a minute that I saw a figure move suddenly toward us in the shadow. I kept praying. I wanted the police to be there, not only for myself, but because back there in the living room, the pieces of the puzzle had fit together. Now I knew the whole story. All of the whys and hows. Mr. Bruce motioned for me to go ahead, and I walked slowly down the path toward the automobile. I could feel Mr. Bruce a few steps behind me.
Keep it moving. We don't have all day.
Where did you say we were headed to again?
On a long drive, Mrs. Rogers.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Hold them high, Bruce!
What?
Get down, Mrs. Rogers!
Oh, there you are.
Mrs. Rogers, are you all right?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm all right. And there it is, my dear niece. The explanation I promised you. I felt, as your aunt, that I should tell you, Mary, how and why you happened to be in the county jail awaiting trial. You see, when Mr. Al in the roadhouse first mentioned your name, I was suspicious. But not until Mr. Bruce made the phone call to you did I piece the whole story together. You had suggested the advertisement, and your husband answered it and employed me. Oh, if only you told me, my dear, that you'd gotten married while you were in Los Angeles. After all, I am your only living relative, and I could have come to your wedding. Then this whole thing wouldn't have happened, would it, dear? Because I would have known Mr. Bruce the whole time. Let me know after the trial what your new address is, and I will continue writing. As always, Aunt Emily.
And this concludes the final act of Mrs. Rogers. Thank you for listening. This has been a Tea Loud production.